Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. Is Aaron Rodgers cool? I contend he's the coolest quarterback in the NFL. Ponytail, long hair, doesn't care, doesn't give a bleep. You know that because that's what his last book was in the Aaron Rodgers Book Club, which he talked about on the Pat McAfee Show last year. Now he's got a sweet tattoo on his forearm. Is Aaron Rodgers cool? On Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, 60-40 saying no. I'm surprised about. I'm very surprised about it because I do think he's a cool guy. Mac from Neshota chimes in and says, of the match foursome, A-Rod was clearly the coolest of the group. Tom Brady is relatively cool, but standing next to Rodgers on the course, TB looked like a dweeb.
I just think it's hard for people to try and figure out if someone's cool. If, again, I'm not saying he can't constantly evolve, but he is constantly changing. And it's hard to just get a read on Aaron Rodgers. It just is. Because, again, there is part of the people that are saying no that are making it political. There's part of people that probably just don't like the way he does his hair. And now the tattoo thing feels a little try-hard. And he's like, he just continues to evolve in ways that people
How
may not.
How is the tattoo thing try-hard, though?
I'm just saying, it feels like, to me, it's just like, oh, here we go. Aaron Rodgers evolving. Like
so
whoever
if you got a tattoo sleeve like you wanted.
Whoever our texter was.
Mac from Neshota?
No, a different one who talked about he just doesn't have the original thought. He just goes with what the girlfriends do. This feels like something he's doing because he's dating Blue. You even mentioned there's a lion in his tattoo that could be similar to a Blue drawing of a lion before. So again, it's just another instance of him just doing something that somebody else is telling him to do. If I got a sleeve tattoo, it's because I wanted to. I'm saying,
how do you know he didn't want a tattoo forever, though?
Because of the evidence of what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers just doing what the significant why is the Blue lion in there?
It was a contention that I said, hey, maybe this is the Blue lion. We don't know that for sure. He might have been. How long does it take to draw up a complicated tattoo like that? I mean, it's months.
It depends. I'm sure he sent him ideas for it and he gave him rough. Like, the guy has a stylistic way where it's kind of a formula. He does the same thing and then you just install your images. The thing I'm I don't think you can be as disingenuous as Aaron Rodgers is and still be cool. Like, he's trying to be cool and everyone can tell it, and that's where the not cool part comes in, because as we've discussed,
it sounds like two guys jealous of a very cool guy.
This sounds like
two nerds at a cafeteria table talking about the coolest guy in school.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Just because he's got lots of money doesn't make him cool. It just makes him a weird rich guy.
Just lets him follow every one of his bad ideas instead of only some.
That's going to be the guy that Packers fans are rooting for. Here is what Aaron Rodgers said about this offseason, what it's going to be like for the offense.
I was joking with a couple of my buddies on the squad and in the personnel department and training room, and I said, could be a long training camp for the offense. I like the way our defense is looking and playing, and just on paper, it looks like they're going to be pretty formidable. So it could be some growing pains for the offense, which would be great for us. It'd be nice to take our lumps from time to time, and I think it'll help us, get better and facing a really good defense like that.
I love this from Aaron because I think it means he has the right expectations. I think if Aaron Rodgers can acknowledge that starting this season off, this offense is going to have to evolve and grow, much like Aaron has throughout the last decade, then I think that it will set the rest of the team up well to succeed. If he thinks, hey, week one, this offense is going to be spinning on all cylinders, you're going to start seeing frustration. If he looks at this as a team that can grow together throughout the offseason and into the season, it makes me feel pretty good about where the offense is going to be when it matters, and that's come January of 2023.
I love it. Like, the idea that he's acknowledging that the defense on paper and what he's seen is a really, really good defense. He gets to go against that in training camp every single day and take lumps that he probably wouldn't take if they had Davante Adams. They, like, even if they had the same guys on the entire roster and Davante Adams was out there, I think he would just be like, it's all right, we'll figure out the rest of the guys later. Now everyone on that offense is all into figuring out, like you mentioned, as a team. And there will be bumps early on in the season, but I actually think it's great because you can get some of those bumps out in training camp because you're going against a top 10 defense. If the defense sucked and this offense was trying to find their way, I don't really know what you gain from that, but at least they get to go day in and day out against an elite quality defense to help make the offense better even quicker heading to week one, which is huge for this team.
Yeah, it should certainly help. I mean, it's really a lot of it offensively is going to be about that development of the development of the pass catchers, not only the wide receivers. I think you could throw the tight end in that group. We talked about Josiah yesterday. We don't need to talk about Josiah the Messiah DeGuard
today. Wait, is that a dollar in the Josiah jar?
There is no Josiah jar. I believe it was the DeGuara Jara.
Which is actually kind of funny.
And it was actually the DeGuara Jar, but I want to make it the DeGuara Jara.
I think we took a good idea and made it better.
I think it's certainly going to behoove them that they're going up against a formidable defense. But again, to me, it's all just about the expectations. And if Aaron is willing to wait it out, he had good things to say about these young wide receivers physically. And if he doesn't feel the need to rush them along and really understands that this is a 20 to 25 week process, the offense is going to be set up when they need him the most. And that's come football season. Hilsey chimes in and says, is Greg growing his hair out to emulate his buddy Aaron? That is correct. I am growing my hair out so that I can have a ponytail much like Aaron Rodgers. I'm his number one supporter. I will also be looking at tattoo artists in the Wisconsin area so I could get a similar style tattoo to my guy.
A true Aaron Rodgers number one supporter would fly to wherever that tattoo artist.
Get out of here.
Don't worry. My girlfriend's got the guy just for you.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to it. As long as it's not the person who free-handed your rat drinking a beer tattoo that you had.
No, that person is not a licensed tattoo artist.
Seriously? Did you just do that at home?
Yeah. It's easy to do.
Stick and poke tattoo. Someone had
we
a bottle
get
of
Benny
ink.
A stick and poke tattoo.
I don't like
would you let us do that?
No. I don't trust you guys at all.
What?
Oh, that's insulting.
He has a rat drinking a beer, and you guys just want to do
it. And I'm fine.
Yeah, you're fine, but you're that's not my logo. I don't trust you. What would you guys? Okay,
Ben. Right. Ben, hey, you want to do a full sleeve?
I'll get you. You should get a basketball.
No.
Do you still want to do a full sleeve?
No.
Okay.
It was a phase.
To do this, you're making fun of Aaron for constantly changing and evolving.
Oh, trust me, I'm aware.
Yeah, credit to Ben, he recognizes.
I know I'm floating with the freaking wind. Just because I don't like the guy doesn't mean I can't root for him on Sundays. Like, I can hate him off the field, and I don't even hate him, I just think he's annoying. And I can root for him to throw pill slings all Sunday long.
Slinging the pill, baby.
And I'm for that. I'm all for Aaron pill slings, but I'm off Aaron the bouncing around girlfriend to girlfriend, idea after idea, trying to be smarter than everyone all the time.
Life, man. I just think it's such a bad judgmental place that people have with Aaron Rodgers that, like, he's just a human being trying to figure it out. And we have to make fun of him and rip him from going, like, from relationship to relationship and trying different things and evolve. Let the man live. You said it before.
Yeah, that's fine. Then you don't need to put out the social media post of your tattoo with all the meaning.
That's today's world.
I'm just saying, if you don't, if you're going to put it out there, you are putting it out there for people to talk about.
You're asking for a type of respect for Aaron Rodgers that he's not even searching for himself. He's on Pat McAfee for a reason. He wants to be heard, so his words can then be criticized.
Everybody gets very, very personal with Aaron and super judgmental. And it's bizarre for a guy that everyone roots for on Sundays that everyone is so harsh and mean to this guy for what he does Monday through Saturday. LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. That's LabCorp Clinical Trials.
They should study
They're looking
him.
For a team player like you. Healthy, non-smoking adults age 65 and up. You could join at their clinic for one stay, totaling 6 nights, 2 follow-up visits. You can make up to $4,500. LabCorp has various clinical trials for healthy non-smoking adults aged 21 to 60. Join for one stay of 8 nights plus 4 follow-up visits. Compensation up to $6,200 for time and participation. Check out LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. That's LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. Tausche joins us next to talk some sense into these goons. It's Scalzo and Bros, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
Well, sometimes it's a doozy to figure out what time it is because I'm looking down. When the long hand and the short hand cross, like you can get, it's a little confusing.
Was this just you a long way of you trying to tell us you don't use your watch because you have a hard time reading it?
I have a hard time. It's harder.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers gets a new tattoo. He also spoke earlier today at the Pat McAfee Show. I'm just speaking. Scalzo and Brust across ESPN with Scott and Ben Brust. Greg Scalzo excited to bring in Mark Tauscher, the Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, who you listen to every day, 9 to noon across these very stations, along with Jason Wilde. It is Wilde and Tausch. Tauschy, Aaron Rodgers gets the new tattoo. I've got two haters here on the program with me who think it's embarrassing and have been nothing but rude and insulting to Aaron Rodgers about his tattoo. What do you think about the tattoo? I think it's cool.
Well, so he got a tattoo. What do those two knuckleheads care about that? What are they mad about?
That was the words of Greg Scalzo. Not mad
about.
You
just spent 25 minutes ripping him for his tattoo.
Not his tattoo, just continuing to be annoying and following the trends of every girlfriend that he dates. This has the marks of Blue of Earth written all over it.
Well, how do you know it's Blue of Earth? You don't
know. Greg Scalzo did the research.
I did not do the research. I merely said I know that the lion is connected to blue, but there's, as Josh pointed out, lions are involved in astrology everywhere.
Ben, why do you hate?
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. He's annoying. I don't hate him. He's annoying.
You've been ranting, Ben. Hold up a sec.
I can rant and not hate somebody.
You didn't want him back. You wanted him to go. You wanted all the drama to be done. First off, your job, and I was just talking about this today, we have to work now. We had all last offseason where all we did is react to everything Aaron Rodgers did, said, da, da, da. This offseason, we've had to work. Aaron Rodgers has been a godsend to us. I don't know why you dislike him. He plays at a high level. I'm confused.
This has nothing to do with on the field. Don't mention on the field.
What do you not like about him? What don't you like about
him? I literally just told you. He just follows the trends of the girlfriend that he's hanging out with. He tries to be Mr. I'm so cool. Look at this tattoo. Instagram posts now of all these subliminal messages. I love Aaron Rodgers as a football player, but to me, he's annoying as hell off the field, and I'm glad to hear that you guys are working really hard to hear you rant about meteorologists the first 30 minutes of Wilde and Tausch.
It's 15 minutes. It wasn't 30. It was 15
Shots
minutes.
Shots fired.
Wow. And by the way, you're telling me that meteorologists and the fact that you schedule stuff around
things, you're getting distracted. You're getting distracted.
Get you upset.
Sounds like you're working hard this offseason, bud.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't yell at my neighbors because they have a pool.
Uh-oh.
And they're swimming.
Oh,
so
no.
Get out of here with that, Brusty. And you're,
is Aaron Rodgers cool? Do you think he's cool?
In what regard?
As a person. Is he a cool person?
He's a cool
You want to hang out with him?
I think he is. I think he is an incredibly fascinating person.
I did not ask that.
Well, if you would let me finish.
I'm not good at that.
I think people that are fascinating.
That's what she said.
That was a pretty good job. For somebody that's working 20 hours a day, like Joshy DiMaggio, he's still pretty sharp back there. I think anyone that is fascinating, that makes you think, that is always is cool. So is he cool in the sense that he's like Rico Suave, blah, blah, blah? He's cool in the fact that you're thinking about him, you're wondering what he's up to. So for you to act like he's not cool, you're kidding yourself.
All right. Thanks for the telling me how to think, Tausch.
What? You don't think he's cool?
No, I don't. I think he's annoying. He continuously is annoying. And like when he talked football today on the Pat McAfee show, I actually enjoyed it. He talked about how the defense is going to be ready to go more so than the offense. And I think that's a good thing for the team because they're going to get some bumps out of the road going against an elite defense in training camp where they need work on offense. And
you
I was excited
cool
to talk about that.
You know what's cool? Four-time MVP, leading a franchise
Well,
I don't even know if you like the franchise, but leading a team that you're rooting for to try to win a championship. That's all cool. And as far as the football stuff, he is insightful. You don't have to like what he does. He definitely is an outside-the-box thinker. He is a complicated fella. All of those things are true. But I think that's intriguing. I don't want everything to be bland and vanilla. I want spice. I want some things that make you think, get you a little uncomfortable. That's why I think he is cool. As far as the stuff he's talking about, yeah, I don't think there's any question. He's going to set the bar low. He does not want to have the expectations coming in like this is going to be some finely tuned offense. But if you really believe that he thinks during training camp, a four-time MVP with an offensive personnel around him, take the receiving core out of it, if you think he thinks they're going to get smoked, you're kidding yourself. This is the ultimate, I'm going to set the bar low, I'm going to exceed expectations through training camp, and I'm not going to put a ton of pressure on all these young players, but you darn well believe I'm going to get this offense ready to roll by the time the regular season starts. We might have some hiccups in training camp, but I'm not going to sit here and panic about it. What does he always say? Relax, not panic. So all of this is just a way to kind of diffuse the scenario. He also went in to say, don't get too caught up in what happens in OTAs and in training camp. So he's really speaking out of both sides of his mouth. He's just kind of trying to diffuse the situation because he recognizes he doesn't have the experienced receiving core that he's used to, and there are going to be a few growing pains.
Yeah, Benny, R-E-L-A-X, relax.
You just talked in a massive 360 circle there.
I followed. I think that you're right in that sense. He wants to set the bar low.
Massive 360 circle?
Exactly.
This will be the same.
What does that mean? Explain that.
You talked in circles. That's all I was going in.
Well, tell me, what was circular about it?
You literally just
Ben
were talking.
You're fighting with everybody today. You started the show fighting with Tony Smith. By the way, Tausch, who would win in a one-on-one basketball game? Ben Brust or Tony Smith?
No.
Oh, boy. Tony Smith, I think, probably wins.
Right? You started fighting with Tony Smith.
He's
been
54
fighting,
and he can't even move, Tausch.
I don't know. I mean, but he's taller than you, right?
Who gives
can't
a crap? I guarded 6'6 guys more athletic than Tony in his prime.
I mean, Tony's probably 4 or 5 inches taller than you, right?
That's great.
Is Tony Smith 55 years
old? He looks great.
54. Yeah, he's handsome as hell. Doesn't mean he's good at basketball right now.
You know what? I'm going to pull back. I need to see a little scouting. I thought he was younger than that. So maybe I'm wrong on my scouting. I'll have to take a look. Maybe Ben can shoot it better. I don't know.
We started the show with Ben and Tony screaming at each other. Then Ben's been screaming at Aaron Rodgers. Now he's screaming at you. You're just a fighting mood
today. Yeah, I know. He's been really mean to me today. And I accommodated his scheduling like I always do. And he is attacking me like Bruce the dog. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on around.
No. I love Bruce the dog. I'm sick of you and Greg.
What are you doing? Look,
what is going on with you?
Greg is irking the crap out of me, and I think everyone else is getting the rest of it.
Is it these neighbors staying up past 9 o'clock? Is that what's bothering you?
Ooh, have you not been getting enough sleep?
You're not getting your sleepy time?
And now you guys are doing the talking down to me thing that makes me want to punch both of you in the face.
Aggressive.
You're getting stuck in the buffet of mess.
I am in the sauce. I'm in the blender. right now, and I can't get out, and I hate it.
Ben Brust, very
what
angry.
What do you got, Brust, Tausch?
We're talking with Tausch here on Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Yeah, Tausch, what do you have for us?
Well, you guys don't want to talk any Packers. I mean, we're talking Packers and Benzes. I'm talking about – do you really – Scal, since let's talk some guys
let's
that know football here.
Yep, exactly.
Do you really think that Rodgers' offense is going to stink? Do you really believe that?
No, but I do think he's being somewhat. I think you're right. He's setting the expectations low. I also think he's trying to be somewhat realistic in saying, you know what? If this thing takes a few weeks to get off the ground, don't panic.
Don't panic.
Like, we'll get
it. Yes. And Ben, just for the record, that's not talking in circles. That's not what that is. So I digress. All right, so are we done talking Packers? You want to get to it? I always feel like I need to come in prepped for your show, which is odd.
Well, Ben, Tausche, when we I just did like a classic parent thing where I called you three names. When we wouldn't ask you what you have for us, you would just
do it.
You just do
well,
it anyway.
I prefer moving forward. I would prefer to. God. I don't always want to have something. I would like to bring something and interrupt you guys.
Okay.
I don't want to always have to have something. Just moving forward, if that's all
here
right.
Here we go again, all accommodating right,
so,
Tausch.
So we want to get.
I like feisty Ben. Benny, you're a lot better when you're feisty. Yes, I do have something for you. So Darren Rovell today came on our show and was talking about the Big Ten. He thinks that they're going to buy a team out, which I thought was fascinating.
I
don't
like
agree with him, but if they did, which school is the most likely? When you start factoring in the DMAs and how big these cities are, what they're bringing to the table, both historically and obviously football-related and basketball, who is the one Big Ten program that you would say the Big Ten targets to buy out first?
It's a great question, Tausche.
Thank you.
I would say Northwestern has got to be on the list.
Chicago.
And I know Chicago.
It's not.
They've been trying for 20 years to be Chicago's college team. They're not.
Notre Dame is.
Exactly. I think Northwestern's got to be up there.
I say Penn State, but they're too good at football.
I know.
Illinois.
Illinois
is a good
one. But it's a state school with a lot of money. Like, it's all about the dollar bills. And I think.
Yeah, but Champaign's not a big TV market. I thought West Lafayette, or he thought Iowa, which I thought was crazy.
No.
Iowa's got
they live
too much
breathing.
History. I agree with you, Ben. I think West Lafayette, and here's a sleeper: East Lansing, Michigan, Michigan State.
No.
Those are the two that I thought of.
I would go Northwestern before both of those. I know that it's in Chicago technically, but nobody actually.
But
believes
they branded
it's in Chicago.
Themselves as Chicago's Big Ten.
I don't make a break about academics.
They don't care.
It's a
Big Ten doesn't care.
School.
They if they're buying schools out, they don't care.
Yeah,
about
but
academics.
They can at least point to one and be like, "Look at this institution."
Point to UW. UW is a top 20 institution in the country.
Fair. Good point.
Yeah. Well, I like that. I would vote Northwestern out. That would be me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well,
maybe you guys will pull that because, I couldn't get our team this morning, and it's the same producer as you have. I couldn't get our team to do it, so maybe you guys
wait,
can.
Was Jesse,
I don't know
was Jesse out again
this
today?
Is the week he's out and then in tomorrow and then back out on
12-hour days, Greg.
How do I get that contract?
My back's hurting from keeping the station up.
Tausche, thank you as always for the time. I'm going to apologize on behalf of Ben Brust.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed this.
I don't want to leave on bad terms, Ben. I know you're mad and you're not mad. Just get a good night's sleep.
You're doing
maybe
the Scalzo. He's doing the Scalzo. This is
what
why
if you get a tattoo.
I've thought about it, but you know.
He just ripped Aaron Rodgers.
If I'm going to get a tattoo, it's because I want a tattoo, not because my new girlfriend who's got a podcast that the followers are called Bluebirds.
Do you think you haven't changed at all? Yeah, I'm a Bluebird.
Of course I've evolved. I've changed a crap ton.
But I'm saying girlfriend to girlfriend, you're saying you don't change at all.
Of course we all do, but not to the extreme of Aaron Rodgers.
It's his identity.
His first tattoo. This would be his first tattoo.
Yeah, and trust me, I guarantee he gets more now because he's friends with this cool tattoo artist. And this is the start of Aaron getting multiple tattoos.
We did put it on the poll, Tausch. I'll ask this of you on your way out, since Ben very clearly hates Aaron Rodgers. Can you root for an athlete that you hate? Yes or no?
Yeah, no.
I cannot.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. I think he's annoying.
Yeah, you hate Aaron Rodgers. No, Scals, you've been doing the show long enough now. Bruss doesn't like Aaron Rodgers.
Does not. He wants to like him, but he doesn't. Like, it is the ultimate. Like, Ben, you want to like him. You want to root for him. You just can't bring yourself there.
Yeah, he just doesn't. He doesn't like anything about him as a dude. I think he used to be buddies with him when they bowled together back at Andy North's deal. Now he's kind of irritated with him. And I he does not like him. And I don't know why you can't just admit that you don't like him. You don't have to like the quarterback.
Hate and not like are two different things. I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. I think he's an annoying
Circles. Somebody's talking in circles.
A 360 circle.
Somebody texted him, what does a non-360 circle look like?
Now, call the semicircle, you morons.
That's part of the Doppler issues that we have, Ben.
I can't believe you pay for an extra radar.
Yeah, Tosh, that's an old guy move.
That is the oldest guy. I was befuddled by that.
Yeah. You're befuddling.
I'm going to pay an extra. All right, this is done.
Bye, Toshy. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Yeah. Ben Brust. Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, nothing gets me more fired up. Then the engines that get started at Road America.
Where they get fired up at Road America.
You know, and that's the thing, is you guys can be like, oh, Ben's in a bad mood, Ben's in a bad mood. Well, if I ever actually am in a bad mood, just send me to Road America, the 4.1-mile road course. Oh, my gosh, this Sunday, I was in heaven. In heaven, walking around the track, BYOB, with 24 Bud Light cans, crushed them all myself, had a great time. That's what I love about Road America, is just the experience. You come for that experience, and you stay for the race. Again, turn 6, 7, 8, one of my favorite spots. I was in turn 5, showing some new people Road America. They loved it. And they also offered vintage racing. So the WeatherTech International Challenge with Brian Redmond descends upon downtown Elkhart Lake and Road America, July 14th through the 17th. So get your tickets today and experience the fun and the entertainment and the experience by going to roadamerica.com.
Mac from Neshota chimes in, says, Ben, could you give an example of someone you believe to be a cool guy? Who makes the cut as a cool guy in the world of Ben Brust? And you can't say Ben Brust. He will answer that next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
So that was the last full book you read?
Oh, 1,000%, yes.
In high school, you believe?
Yes, so that would have been 2010 when I graduated.
So 10 years ago.
It's
been a decade since you read a full book.
I'm starting to realize that people read books.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers is annoying, the latest chapter in that book. You said it. I can repeat it.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you shot a look to Josh. You have a very, very on edge.
But like,
Ben
the
Brust
best
right
part
now.
Is you didn't have to lead with anything I said. You just really, really wanted to.
It's not, Ben,
you could have been like,
I think Aaron Rodgers
is really cool.
The whole theme of the show today is your...
I'm angry?
Well, I mean, you don't sound angry at all.
It's not my fault that you have an ability
you keep yelling
to poke to the point of me combusting.
You poked the bear so many times, it's going to bite you.
I did no poking of the bear today. Ben Brust combusted as the show started. Him and Tony Smith were literally screaming at each other as the show started.
Agree.
And your heart rate has not fallen since.
No, it has not. But don't you think when you see somebody combusting, maybe poking them after combustion isn't a good idea?
It's dangerous, Greg.
Poking them after combusting.
I hate it. Because you know what I hate? He also was just, and I'm not going to get mad at you for this, you were just on your phone reading, and I know that you can read your phone, listen to me and Josh, and yes. I heard you literally repeat verbatim what we just said. And if I tried that, I would look at you with deer in the headlight eyes and say, what the heck did you guys just talk about? It's a skill that I wish I had.
Yeah, I wish I could shoot three-point shots the way that you shoot three-point shots.
You have some that of us skill forever.
Some of us are born one way. Some of us are born another. I can pay attention to two things at once.
Poke.
I'm complimenting you. You can shoot.
A poke.
You're an elite collegiate athlete. I'm not. Like, you have strengths. I have strengths. It's how the world works.
Yeah, but your strengths will live on.
But
my shooting dies.
You're literally competing in a shooting contest, an alumni shooting contest in 2 days. I need you confident. I need you cocky. I need you going in there knowing you're gonna stomp on.
No, I want to be
Novak
able to put my
and Jake Thomas and Keeper
on the
Sykes.
Table. I'm a mess. I'm a mental mess right now. This is in the mental state I need to be in heading to the alumni charity.
We'll get
now.
You right.
Will we?
Charity. Absolutely.
Because I feel lost. I feel lost in the sauce.
Mac from Neshota asked for you to give an example of someone you believe to be a cool guy, since you think Aaron Rodgers is very far from being a cool guy. I believe he's the coolest quarterback in the league. I believe Fitzpatrick is gone, right, Joshy? He's retired?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, so now that Fitzpatrick is gone, I feel like it's wide open, because he was the coolest quarterback in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers is not. Anybody who's got a ponytail and tattoos, that's a cool guy.
I disagree, yeah. And I'm not going to get back into this.
Well, okay, but I'm setting it up because Mac from the show is asking you for a cool guy.
Nobody's cool. Nobody's cool. Who's cool? Do you? Because here's why I asked that. And now you're looking at me like I'm crazy. You don't actually think that Aaron Rodgers is cool.
I do think he's cool.
I know you don't.
I think he's very cool.
I know you very well.
And you don't think there's a single person who's cool?
You're cool. I actually think you're cool. When you're not button pushing me.
You know who's cool? Brad Pitt.
I would say Clooney's cooler than Pitt. I think Clooney's
it's hard
got that,
for me to
like,
judge celebrities as cool because.
But you're
like,
doing it with Aaron Rodgers.
No, he's not a celebrity.
It's exactly what he is.
Okay. I phrased that wrong. I don't know pop culture, so it's hard for me to judge. Like, fair. I hear quotes from Aaron Rodgers. We hear him speak. We hear him talk. I follow him. So I'm able to create an opinion. I don't know anything about George Clooney other than he's in Ocean's 11.
Leo?
Super cool guy. Leo's definitely a cool guy.
What about, like, David Beckham?
No, I think Beckham's a tool.
He's just hot.
He's really hot. Yeah. But yeah, I think he's a tool. I would go like, I mean, dude, once you get like Mick Jagger is a cool guy. Like, he might be the coolest guy in his 70s in America.
Jimmy Buffett, is he cool?
Not really. Jimmy Buffett's fun. I wouldn't say he's cool.
Oh, man, I'm struggling with this one. Yeah. You.
Well, I appreciate that. That's the highest compliment I've gotten. American Family Insurance, they are cool. Want to know why they're cool? Because they help you more than you will get help from any other insurance company. When I say that, I mean before you actually work with them, because they have a digital home quoting tool that allows you to compare good, best, better coverage options and build your own policy to give you the confidence and control to select an insurance package that meets your specific needs. They're even cooler because you're going to be working with a local American Family Insurance agent, somebody in your community, somebody down the street from you, somebody that you can build a relationship with that you know that you trust, so that when you do inevitably have to put in a claim, especially as a homeowner, you don't have to call a nameless, faceless 800 number. You don't have to sit on hold. You don't have to keep calling four different times, talking to four different people. No, you are working with a team at your back. Remember, when you check both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. Go to amfam.com to find your American Family Insurance agent. That is cool as well. We'll keep talking. Aaron Rodgers, can you root for an athlete that you hate? Next, let's Galzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
What was your favorite thing to do in third grade, Ben?
Third grade? So third grade, I got in trouble.
No.
Greg's walking out of the studio. I got this, guys. Don't worry.
Scalzo and Brust.
I got in trouble because I took scissors and I cut the person I sat next to's shirt.
What?
In order to make up for it, I then took the teacher out for lunch with my mom, sucked up, you know, and I was like really stuffed.
Whoa.
Like, she knew I wasn't a bad kid. I just made a mistake, lapse of judgment. It basically just gave me a slap on the wrist and said, don't do that again. And then Kelly O'Kelly and my mom and I went out for lunch in third grade.
This is the problem with America today. Your parents, your teacher, nobody's hating. Like, you don't think consequences exist for your actions. And then you continue to just leave a path to destruction behind you while everyone else picks up the damn mess.
Whoa.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington chimes in on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, 800-990-3776. Kevin says, another day, another chance to see how much Ben dislikes the quarterback. He didn't say disliked him, although that's not as strong as hate. He did, however, say that he is annoyed by him. Can you root for an athlete you hate? 77% of you say no. 23% say yes. I do want to talk about the other quarterback on the Green Bay Packers roster, that being Jordan Love, because today the Cleveland Browns traded former number one overall pick Baker Mayfield to the Carolina Panthers for a conditional fifth round pick, an agreement to split his salary, which means that the Panthers will be paying Baker Mayfield $10 million, and they gave a conditional fifth round pick for Baker. I don't think the Packers could have gotten a second round pick for Jordan Love. Pat on the back to me. I thought at some point they'd be able to get a fourth or a fifth round pick. And look, in this industry, in this business, people don't like to come on here and tell you when they're wrong. I'm not that guy. I'll come on here and tell you when I'm right. I'll come on here, I'll tell you when I'm wrong. I thought that this year, with the class that was out there coming into the NFL draft, the fact that there ended up being one first round pick and it was little small hand Kenny Pickett, that the Packers could have gotten a fourth or a fifth for Jordan Love, a former first-round pick. The fact that Baker Mayfield went for a conditional fifth, the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo isn't getting the attention despite his chest hair that Ben Bruss once rubbed his hand through in fifth grade.
He was scrumptious.
He's not getting a lot of attention. Tells me that the market for quarterbacks on existing rosters is not strong, and especially for a guy like Jordan Love. I don't know if they could have gotten a sixth or seventh for him.
It also, I don't know if it's completely apples to apples, because Baker's situation was he wasn't going back and teams knew he wasn't going back, so they figured they could maybe fleece the Cleveland Browns into trying to get them to pay and also not give them that much back.
But that's also, I think, misguided, because you had multiple teams interested. The Seahawks were interested. We knew the Panthers were interested. There were many others who were interested.
Lowballing, probably, just for whatever worst offer they could get for
them. But if that, then that's the market, though. If you have multiple teams lowballing, that's the market.
Yeah, but because they knew that he wasn't wanted.
What do you think the Packers could get for Jordan Love?
I think a fourth or fifth round pick.
Really?
Yes.
Still?
Yeah. No shot. Again, the Browns didn't have any leverage. Like, Baker was, they didn't want Baker back. Baker didn't want to be back. So they were forced to take probably a worse deal than they wanted to just to get him out.
I think it's entirely separate markets. Baker Mayfield's fully baked.
Is he? I mean, the guy was injured last year. If he had sat out last season, he would still be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Like, he had a good year, not last year, the year prior. He dug them out of a ditch. He's the former number one overall quarterback. I still think the ceiling is higher on Baker Mayfield than it is on Jordan Love. I don't know if you would disagree with that, Ben. Like, I still think the ceiling for Baker's higher than J-Lo. And I think in the end, like, you're talking about a guy who's making, what, 10 instead of 5? And all he commanded was a conditional fifth-round pick. I don't think they could have gotten a fourth or fifth on him. And I actually may feel better about Goody's decision to keep him, knowing that now, because if he could have gotten a third or a fourth for him and he didn't do it, I think that would be criminal in Goot. But I think he was throwing a bunch of sixth and seventh round lowball offers, and he said, no, it's just not worth it. I'd rather have a backup quarterback.
That would be a really bad look if that came out. That Gutekunst sent an offer for Jordan Love for a third, fourth round pick, and he said no. Or it could be a statement of, again, truly just believing in Jordan Love, and all reports were that he had a good offseason, not a great offseason, so they continue to believe in him. And with the wackadoo Aaron Rodgers, who I'm annoyed by, not knowing what his future
it's
is,
so
you need to have,
you call him a wackadoo.
You need to have the insurance policy.
Yeah, gotta make sure he doesn't get an infection in that tattoo.
Shut up, Josh. Woo!
Well, The good news is, after basketball tonight, I have earned myself a screaming Sicilian pizza. That mother of meat is calling my name. I had a Supremus Maximus to round out my holiday weekend. There's nothing more American than pizza. I know, you know, I get it. But pizza is basically American now at this point. That's how much we love it here in this state. And Palermo's is your Wisconsin hometown pizza, and they have the whole milk mozzarella, the stone butter fiery crust, the unbelievable loaded toppings on a screaming Sicilian pizza. All you gotta do is pick one up, try it, and you'll continue to go back for more screamings. Find your screaming pleasure in your local grocer's freezer.
We have Spain and Fitz coming up next across ESPN Wisconsin. We'll be live from Summerfest tomorrow. Come pay a visit.